Well, it's a glorious day out here at the Warren County Fair. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, and the 2025 Warren County 4-H Fair in full swing here. I've made my way over to the Junior Leader stand for 4-H. They've got a lot of great foods here. Talking with Ethan Fowler, he's a member of the 4-H here in Warren County. Ethan, thanks for joining me.
Welcome.
Let's talk a little bit about you first. You're Ethan Fowler. You're getting ready to go into Seeger High School as a freshman. Tell us a little bit about your experience there.
Seeger's a great school. There's never really any problems. I have a bunch of friends. Everything's great. We have great classes. Everything goes smoothly. There's never anything that happens out of the ordinary. Classes are great. Classes are easy, in my opinion. Okay. Teachers are nice. Teachers are fun. It's a great school overall.
Very nice. Very nice. And you're looking to possibly join FFA there when you get there, but you're a 4-H member. Tell us a little bit about your experience with 4-H here in Warren County.
4-H has always been fun. I love watching the animal shows, the Queen Contest. It's all great. Overall experience, because we're able to see all the different things that everyone does in our community. I normally do simpler things like arts and crafts, never really got into showing animals or anything big such as that. My whole family's done 4-H. We've done 4-H for as long as I've been able to do it, and as long as my sister's been able to, so it's a great experience.
So that's how you got into 4-H. Basically, family members did it, you really enjoyed what they were doing, and just caught on with you, huh?
Yeah, actually my great-grandmother did 4-H, and then led into my mother, and then my sister, and then me, and so on and so forth. It's been a long time.
Very good, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about those projects that you do with 4-H. What all have you gotten into here in your time?
I've done woodworking in the past. I've made birdhouses, once a bedside table. I have also gotten into arts and crafts. I've made Lego dioramas, done leatherworking, created armor, and gone to state once. So,
well, congratulations with that. Sounds like you're quite the handyman working with your hands. Is that something that you're looking at as a career, or is it just something as a hobby?
It's more of something as a hobby. I plan on going into veterinarian services and trying to work through that as a veterinarian.
Well, that's going to be a very needed position someday, as people always have animals, and of course the animal kingdom continues to grow, so there's always a calling for that, whether you're in a small town or a big town. You work here at the Junior Leader stand. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with that, and what all you guys serve here.
I got involved in Junior Leaders because I wanted to do something to help the community, and I thought it'd be a great thing to join because some of my friends do it. They've told me great things about it. Then after joining it, I realized how right they were and how involved we get. And at the Junior Leader stand alone, we sell food and we pretty much have a great time for all the people that are showing pigs or cows or anything that they are. They can come by, they can grab lunch, maybe dinner, they can grab food, snacks. We have all kinds of foods. We have hot dogs, barbecue sandwiches, ice cream, and all kinds of drinks to choose from.
People get those little hunger pangs while watching the some of the animal shows. And, of course, on a hot day, it's really nice to have some refreshment, maybe a cold drink or some ice cream or something like that.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that myself, always buying more ice cream or drinks.
Very good, very good. So tell us a little bit about your experience here at the Warren County Fair. Is there something that you look forward to every year that maybe beyond what you're showing or what you're working on as far as projects?
I always look forward to being able to hang out with my friends at the fair and ride the rides, because even though it's there for just 1 week, it makes memories that I know are going to stick forever, because I get to ride rides. So I throw up with my friends, make jokes, laugh, have fun from about 6 to 10 night, and it's great all week.
Got a favorite ride?
Not entirely sure. Maybe Delirium, because it goes so fast. Makes me dizzy. It's awesome.
Got a little bit more of a thrill seeker in you, don't you?
I guess, most of the time.
Very good, very good. So looking at the veterinary field, is there a time in the future where Ethan Fowler may be looking at showing animals. Is that something that's in the cards for you at some point in time, or are you pretty much invested all your time in doing the projects?
I want to try and show animals if I can. I've been helping my friend with his pigs to try and get going with it, but I've never really gotten deeply into it. My grandfather is getting animals soon, and my other one is getting more animals, so I might be able to start showing cows or maybe pigs and goats and see if I can really get into it to help me get into veterinarian services more.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, there's just a wide gamut of agriculture. Not everybody shows animals, but everybody in their own way can find something that helps out with agriculture. And it sounds like you're well on your way there, you know, especially with the veterinary services lean with what you're looking for education. Before we wrap up with you, Ethan, is there anything else you're involved in school or other organizations that you're involved in?
I'm in student government. I'm actually going to be president of ninth grade. We did the voting before the end of last year. I have a few other things. I'm part of sports. I do track and swim. I did tennis, might do it again, might not, you never really know. And I was looking at trying to maybe do baseball this next year.
Oh, very nice. Well, the Seeker sports programs are usually pretty strong, so I'm sure that they could definitely use those young folks that come up in the ranks here like yourself and continue the progression of what they do there. Well, Ethan, I'm going to let you get back to work. I appreciate you spending some time with us today talking about the fair and what you're doing here. And by all means, come over and say hi to Ethan. And you're going to be here all week, right?
I'm here Thursday and the rest of today, and then that's about it.
Stop by and tell Ethan that you heard him on the radio and buy some cold, refreshing beverages, some food from him here at the Junior Leader Stand, 4-H smack dab in the middle of the Warren County Fairgrounds. We'll have more reports from Warren County coming up here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.